Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Affection and honesty are important in any romantic relationship, but the two don't always go together. As Sean Horan, assistant professor of communication at DePaul University, explains, affection is often used as a method of masking one's true feelings.
When discussing affection, it is important to distinguish between feeling affection and expressing affection. Feeling affection involves feeling warmth and fondness towards someone that you may choose to communicate or withhold. Communicating affection includes numerous verbal and nonverbal messages, such as compliments, kisses, hugs, massages, and holding hands. Our researchers focus on those instances in romantic relationships when individuals choose to express affection they do not actually feel. This is termed deceptive affection. Along with Dr. Melanie Booth Butterfield of West Virginia University, we found that individuals express deceptive affection about 3 times a week to their non-married romantic partners. Topics of deception included lying about one's own feelings or feelings about their partner. For example, people reported feeling angry, jealous, frustrated, or having a dislike for a partner's ability to cook, a talent, or their appearance. Importantly, people reported expressing affection rather than these negative feelings. When explaining why they chose to express affection to mask such feelings, motives were largely to save face, manage emotions, or ease conflict. Thus, when looking at the communicator, using affection to lie appears to be a productive strategy to avoid uneasy situations with negative feelings. A related study examined the risks of deceptive affection. Deception research shows that communicators are typically bothered by their lies, but we did not find blood pressure or heart rate changes due to deceptive affection. This is counter to traditional affection and deception findings. Collectively, using affection to lie appears to be a regular activity in romantic relationships that minimally bothers communicators. We hope to continue this young line of research to further understand the implications of inauthentic affectionate messages.
That was Sean Horan of DePaul University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.